American hit coming.
The feed is internet at 42. Once again, these people.
You were supposed to post it on your page and everybody go hear it. Do it correctly.
See, you know what? I will. I'll go post it. I'll post it for you.
So start your whole break over.
I'm hitting her fine.
Say that you have, no, say you have the Nikki diss. Got it?
It's the worst, though.
Shh. They don't know that. Just like you didn't know that when I gave it to you.
Exactly.
So retry.
And my emotions are still messed up from that. So people, we want to hear this Nikki Minaj response. Her at the
fine. I don't like your voice. So try it again.
I gotta sound more excited.
Damn, yo, I'm with some shit. My bitch is pure thick, plain razor tag, slice your face, pure it.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been through it all. When it's done, I'll be standing tall. Nigga, I'm not used to this fake shit. I ain't gonna never get used to it. You can't make me, nigga. I'm coming from a different...
Fucking going on, but like, but also like, so much more going on that I wish I could like handle, but I can't. You know, like you can't do it all. Whatever. So. Ugh, we do what we can. Decided to pile the, like, I mean, whatever, this time of year is always murder on the event front, because you got DICE into GDC into PAX, but then layering the Switch launch on top of that, and, like, a bunch of other games and stuff kind of coming out recently and coming out next week and stuff, and all that. You got to prioritize, and sometimes that sucks. Sometimes the stuff that I wish I could go do, it's like, actually, you know, I'm not gonna make it out for this thing because I gotta go do this other stuff, or at some point I have to sleep and I'm dead fucking tired. But yeah, I probably should have gone to like the GDC award show tonight or something. So I've never actually gone before, but this year for some reason I'm like, ah, you know, I should go to that thing. There's a bunch of people there that I don't get to see very often and all that. Nope, not this year. Good to see Tacoma today. It's good to get Steve and Carl in and see that thing.
What's worse than losing a sneeze? That's the most awful thing in the world.
I think the game looks cool. Seems like a good kind of like good little mystery adventure-y thing. Scrub through all these conversations and interactions and put it all together. Like, stuff looks cool. I don't know, this stuff's not for everybody, I guess. I don't know, whatever. Like, people got all fucking bent out of shape. I'd gone home and then you see some people put up that video and people are like, oh, no, it's better. You know, it's like, alright, whatever. But I think it looks neat. Also, we'll have a video running early next week of Desync, which is out on Steam now, and that seems pretty fucking cool. It's like Cyber Bulletstorm. It's a weird thing. It's pretty cool. Opinion on the Oculus price drop? I think it's good. I think that stuff's still very expensive. It's not like they made it something that everyone can immediately afford or anything. But that's a good drop. You know, but you start to wonder, like, oh, does this mean they've got another headset coming soon, and they're, you know, starting to cut price, you know, or do they just want to, like, try to establish dominance over the Vive, or, you know, what's the... I wonder, you know, maybe it's just like, hey, we're Facebook, we can afford it. We've gotten a little bit better at making them, so let's get out there and give this thing a shot in the arm, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they just have the impression that HTC cannot match them on price because HTC is, like, maybe not doing that great as a company. I don't know. But, whatever. Like, regardless of the reasons, you know, or the competitive landscape and all that other stuff, like, I think the Oculus Rift and the Touch, like, it's a quality experience. You know, you're going to have to buy extra sensors and have a lot of room and all this sort of stuff if you ever want to have, like, true room-scale experiences on Oculus in the same way it's on the Vive. But, like, honestly, the out-of-the-box experience with Rift and Touch and two sensors gets you most of the way there, like, close enough to where... like, that's a perfectly valid experience, and then if after the fact you want to go buy a third sensor, or potentially even a fourth if you want to go fucking fully wild, like, that's... that's a reasonable route, I think. I don't know. Except for the part where, like, you know, the thing with mounting the Vive base stations around a room is that they just need power and line of sight with each other, so, like, the cable runs are a little easier to deal with, whereas on the Oculus sensor, that is a USB 3 plug. Actually, you totally can plug those sensors into USB 2, and it totally works. I had someone at Oculus tell me, like, oh yeah, you can plug one of them into a USB 2, it'll be fine, when I was having some troubleshooting issues or whatever. I don't know if it's like key that one of them be in a USB 3 and another can be in a 2. I don't know what the actual situation is around that stuff, but that's a lot of cables running back to your PC, which, you know, if you're dealing with a large room and all that other stuff, like, that just gets it's still very expensive, but that's cool that they did that. And I guess Robo Recall came out today, which, all right. I don't know, I played the demo, it seems cool. I feel like it kind of got like hailed as this like second coming thing into like I'll play the full game, I guess, but like that demo in particular, people were losing their shit over, and by the time I got to try it, I was like, this is really good, but I don't know. Like by the end of it, it was just kind of like, oh, this is kind of another stand still and shoot this stuff that's coming at me from all sides sort of game. That's fun, but yeah, I don't know, maybe I'll download that tonight if I get some time and check it out a little bit. We'll probably get up a rodeo together after PAX. Should be good. They're showing a documentary about the League of Heels, the organization formerly known as PAX Wrestling, I guess. They shot a documentary about it that I am in, as I'm a former manager turned commentator turned hanger-on. They shot some of it last PAX, and they said they were looking for Dr. Tracksuit. I don't know if they ever found that guy. He's just a doctor. I don't know what he would even have to say. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. That should be really interesting. And or dumb. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's I got some... looking forward to PAX. Looking forward to seeing some games, seeing some people. I'm going to try and check out Absolver, finally, because I've been hearing bits and pieces about it and seeing the trailer for it. Like, Absolver looks fucking rad, so... just want to check that out. And then I'm on a couple of panels. Our panel we do. And then Pat Bear's panel. I have a long list of videos that I need to narrow down. I'm not really sure. The problem, this happened last time I did Pat's panel, is there are videos that I would want to show, but everything I would have to say about them would be incredibly mean, and so I'm not going to show them. Yes, next week should be fun. Had some other stuff in the works too for next week.
loan you need. That's right. Call 800-683-9055 now and get the cash you need faster than you ever thought possible. Call 800-683-9055 and you can request $2,500, $3,500, or even $4,500 cash loan now. Use your loan to pay off high interest rate debt, buy a car, or help move to a new place.
The Throwback Station, Q102.
10 throws in a row.
Run a mock and do whatever that they are comfortable with being a fucking white thought.
Like,
right? Now, homie, here goes that. That's it. No, don't get confused. If you listen, listening is an art. We do more listening than we do not listening when we were younger. We avoid some of the trials and tribulations that we go through life. Listen. Okay, now, what I'm trying to say is that the fact that he just did what he did. You understand what I'm saying? And he's making knowledge born to his wisdom that, listen, I might not be the best, but I'm taking this a day at a time at being the best. And it takes a real man to do that, especially over the air. Like, give props. Some chicks are so used to getting dotted out, they be like, yo, oh, I seen your man over there do it. I know. They cool with it.
What?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I hear what I'm saying to you.
No, I hear you.
So when a brother come up here and he make knowledge born to his motherfucking wisdom, man, salute that shit, yo.
Thank you.
Definitely, salute
that's
it.
That's a step
hand
forward.
Hand is on the head.
That nigga don't act like Ti Ali. If he was another nigga, could be dragging his cock against another chick face. If he was another nigga, he not. I'm saying that who he is, that he's.
If I was someone else.
Exactly. In case you put the cup down, because that cup is too much now.
No,
you understand what I'm saying?
Because
you're not comprehending. Yeah, put it down, because now you're not comprehending. I don't understand it.
Okay,
what I'm saying is.
I'm just laughing at your fucking passion behind the shit you talking.
Because niggas don't come up here and salute their queen. Exactly.
We get it.
Y'all do
the women's independent.
Thank you.
Shit and
slang.
Shit and shit.
Salute to your ass, nigga, and I shut the fuck up. I'm just laughing at K. And I'm just laughing at K. I probably am, because I fucks with you. You my nigga. That's what we do. We fuck with each other. K just on his shit right now, and I'm just enjoying it, motherfucker.
I'm paying homage to somebody paying homage.
Yes, it's all good, but K, I just know when you get on your shit, when this bare leg get to kick it in and it's on the 11 o'clock hour,
situations out of control.
Tritonians, what's up, what's up, what's up? You know what time it is, it's time for another slammed hour of dope-ass music only here on Tritonia. And well, episode 161 is locked and loaded and jam-packed with new singles, new mashups, and remixes. You know, it's always a good week when we get to release new music, and that is this week. We have a new single that is up in a few songs, but first, let's get into a summary progressive jam called Unstable by Zach Abel, only here on Tritonia.
We have landed on Tritonia on BPM.
My career. So every single song you'll be listening to on this Revolution Radio will be my tracks from the last 3 years. So let's get right into this Revolution Radio. This first track is Old Memories I Did with another artist. His name is Griff. My name is Mac J. Welcome back to Revolution Radio, episode 200, right here on SiriusXM's Electric Era.
Thank you.
sample the first two bars of this and rap over it. Throw some drums over this. I actually did that at one point. I actually made that beat. I took the fucking first couple of bits of this fucking Bullshit Eagles song and put a beat to it. And I was like, you can rap over this. And I don't think I ever rapped over it. But you could. But also, like, kind of fuck the Eagles, so. I'll see you later. Everybody have a good night.